out of high school, when you graduate from high school in 1932, then what do you do?
Well, of course, I went to camp for the summer. When I came home, my dad had gone out and made arrangements for me to be a student at the University of Tulsa. So that's what I did. I went there for 4 years. I think they all thought I was going to be a history teacher because I was so interested in history. But somehow I got interested in business. They imported a man from western Pennsylvania named Paxson. They had him start at TU School of Business Administration. So I got a little job being his student assistant. I graded papers for Dr. Paxson. Of course, I mentioned Northwest Arkansas. It was famous for its vino. So a lot of those teachers liked vino. And they commissioned me to bring them a bottle of vino every once in a while.
And vino was what?
Grape wine. To get to TU, there was just one way if you didn't walk, and that was to ride the streetcar. One morning, I had a sack full of papers from grading. I'd been to Arkansas and bought the wine for Miss Goble and one of the other ladies. Got out to school and went to her classroom and Dr. Paxson to give him his papers from the economics kids. They were all stained with wine. The jolting of the streetcar had caused the bottles to seep. So I was notorious there for a day or two. I graduated from there in 36 in business administration.
Were there very many women going to TU at that time?
Well, no, there weren't. The number of women graduates was especially low when you lined them up side by side. There weren't nearly as many girls as there were boys. Of course, the big thing out there at that time was petroleum engineering.
Well, the second oil boom actually hit in Tulsa from 1915 to 1930. We were into that.
Well, that would have been about the time.
Right.
Wake Phillips built a building out there.
For TU?
For TU. You wouldn't know TU now. At least I couldn't get my way around.
So, Wade Phillips, any other remembrances?
I forget who gave the music building. And then there was the library. I don't remember who gave that either.
The McFarland Library.
That beautiful campus, you know, that library was back there. And that's where they held the commencement. They built a stage out there in the front of the library. And that's where they had the commencement exercises. The year I graduated, anyway.
Can you talk about music you might have listened to then or places you'd listen to music in Tulsa?
I was not very active socially at that. I mean, I didn't go around to lots of parties and things like that. My people were very reserved sort, and I didn't go in for all that stuff. And as a young lady, I didn't either. But it was one place that was famous here that everybody went and enjoyed, and that was called Cane's, up on the north side up there. The man that was the star there was Wills. I think that was his name,
wasn't
it?
Yes, it was.
Yeah. Well, of course, the young people, we all went up there for Saturday nights and had a lot of fun.
Western swing.
So I had occasion to go east to visit some people. Mrs. Dorothy Carnegie was a relative of ours, and I went up there to visit Dorothy. She was writing some biographies of well-known men, and one of them was of Wills. One of her interviews was with him. And she took me. We went up to his studio or dressing room or something, and we saw just racks of beautiful clothing that he wore. I remember that very well.
Back then in that oil boom, we had people like, you referred to Wade Phillips, but Bill Skelly, William G. Skelly,
yeah.
And J. Paul Getty.
I didn't know anything about Mr. Getty, but of course I knew the Skelly building down there at 4th and Boulder. He gave Skelly Stadium to the University of Tulsa. I think that was a shame to change the name of that away from Bill Skelly.
Then because of the oil, you had a symphony, professional ballet,
yeah,
and opera
yes,
companies.
Yes, we did. These old gals around Tulsa that had husbands that were very well-to-do, they spent on stuff like that.
Yeah.
They saw that Tulsa society had that. They certainly did.
It was in that era then that Wade Phillips donated his mansion, Philbrook, to the city, used as an art museum.
That's right. Yeah, that was quite a gift.